This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Very honored to be here with you all, mashallah. Very lots of familiar faces, of course, alhamdulillah. Sheikh Adnan, in his absence, I feel intimidated to fill his big shoes, but I'll try my best, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, to share something that's of benefit to all of us. I don't have like a particular idea that I'm pursuing for the next few times that I'll be with you. But just, you know, like, you know, the word khawatir or khatira in Arabic comes from the idea that ma khatara ala al-bal, right? Something that occurs to you, thoughts that are productive, and then you refine them and present it to somebody. So that's really what a khatara at its core is. I'm trying to give myself an excuse here. But jokes aside, so I'll just share some thoughts that I had around just things that I see, things that I experience. I hope that they'll be of benefit to you. And of course, we contextualize everything that we say and do in light of the Quran and Sunnah. Jazakallahu khairan, Muhammad. Thank you. So particularly, I was thinking about something that the Prophet ﷺ said. It's a longer hadith that he spoke about, or in the riwayah, he spoke about it in quite a bit of detail. I don't want to expand on the whole thing. That will take a lot of time. But I'll expand on a part of it. And this is a man, the hadith, the context of the hadith is a man came to the Messenger of Allah and he said to the Messenger of Allah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, awsini wa awjiz. Right? And in another narration, he says, idni wa awjiz. That, O Messenger of Allah, teach me, give me some advice, but keep it short. Okay? This man is, mashallah, very demanding. He wants advice on his terms. Allahu Akbar. The Messenger of Allah gives him a very beautiful advice. The last part of it is what I really want to focus on. He said, "Wa ajmi'i al-ya'sa mimma fi yadin nas." Okay, and I'll translate it literally first, and then the meaning we will expand upon it, inshallah ta'ala. "Ajmi'i al-ya'sa mimma fi yadin nas." Gather all despair. Like if you were to have all despair, gather it, but have it in one place when it comes to what people have in their hands. What does he intend by when he says that, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? This is actually an expression in Arabic. Ajma'a shay'an, right, is to not mean just to physically collect some items or whatnot. It is, it means to completely absorb something, completely represent something, personify something even, you see? What he's saying is that what people have of the blessings that you think that are blessings and you can even appreciate as a blessing, don't have any desire for any of it. Completely. Like, make sure that your heart is completely void of the things that people own. And the implication here, you know, what's called al-mafhum al-mukhalaf in Arabic, is that you should not look at them desiring what they have, then as in return belittling the good that you have in life. That's what he's saying, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Right? That you look at what someone else has of a blessing, you know, something that's nice, something that is attractive, something that is desirable, and that makes you belittle or take for granted the blessings that Allah has given you. That's what he's saying to this man, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's a very, you know, it's a very deep idea. This is something that is mentioned in many, many ahadith. Sheikh Adnan did a whole series on zuhd, which is to live a very, you know, like a detached life, or the lack of a better word here, detached from desires of grandeur, right? You're content with what you have. And this is a deeper topic, but I find it very fascinating because the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke about it many, many times. And his personal life is very fascinating because he actually lived that way, right? He was actually a fairly wealthy man when he was a young person. And when he got married, he got wealthier. And when he, when Allah sent a revelation to him, that's when you could say like his financial situation like took a turn, right? And when he died, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he left behind just a few items, a shield, you know, some household items, everything else he had given away completely to the point where he lived this detached life. This is not to say, by the way, that we're not to have like goals in life or aspirations. That's not at all the case, right? In fact, if you look at the Sahaba, many of them were extremely well off while being extremely pious. Uthman radiallahu anhu, for example, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, Az-Zubayr ibn Awam. It is actually narrated by Al-Dhahabi that Az-Zubayr ibn Awam, his inheritance was 40 million or 50 million. Okay? And what that means, like, he doesn't qualify the currency. It could be a dinar, it could be a dirham. But whatever it is that you qualify that as, that's a very large sum of money that he left behind when he passed away, radiallahu anhu, and he's one of the 10 greatest Sahaba. The point is that it's not pursuit of good things that the Messenger is saying you shouldn't do. What he's saying is, don't let that be the be-all and end-all of your life, number one. And whatever you have, someone else is going to have more of it. Guys, you have a nice car, someone's going to have a nicer car. You have a nice house, someone's going to have a nicer house. Okay? You have a pool, someone's going to have a better pool. And there is no end in sight to what people have. Materialism has, it's a rabbit hole with no end. Okay? What he's saying is, وَأَجْمِعِ الْيَأْسَ مِمَّا فِي يَدِ النَّاسِ. Don't let the good that people have make you forget about the good that you have. And then don't let that be a reason why you take all your blessings for granted. And this is a powerful, very, very beautiful idea. This is something that is unique to us as Muslims. This is very much against the current when it comes to materialism, the society that we live in. You know, people feel sad, they go buy something, right? People have this FOMO, right? What's FOMO? Fear of missing out on what? On what? On purchasing items, right? Oh, I missed out on this, I missed out on that, right? People don't have FOMO of, I missed Salah in the Jama'ah. That's the real, like, opportunity that you have lost. That's not coming back ever again, right? Think about it. That Salah that you missed in the Masjid, if you could catch it, that's not coming back again. Everything else you can kind of make up for. But that one opportunity is timed and is gone. But our conditioning is living in the place and time that we live in. We're conditioned to buy, we're conditioned to consume, and we're conditioned to always look for, okay, what else can I do? What else can I buy? Right? And this is something that is very, just very common, right? In this kind of a current, I would recommend that we think about what the Messenger said. وَأَجْمِعِ الْيَأْسَ مِمَّا فِي يَدِ النَّاسِ. Don't worry so much about what people have. Don't worry so much about the blessings another person is enjoying. Thank Allah for the blessings that Allah has given you. And Allah has guaranteed us that إِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are thankful, for sure, I will give you even more. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for more of His khair, more of His goodness, and more of His blessings. And we ask Allah for غِنَ النَّفْسِ. Right? Contentment of the heart, because that is true richness and true wealth. JazakAllah khairan, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.